guys, welcome back to another episode of Positive Charge. I am so happy you could be here today and so grateful that you chose to listen to this podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I would like to talk about a few major points that you need to know just for this podcast and this episode. Okay, so for today's episode, whenever Aisha refers to BPA, she's talking about Business Professionals of America, a group or a CTSO organization that works to instill business professionalism in students today. Also, make sure to follow our social media if you want to get in charge or in touch with us via Instagram or Facebook. Please use @positive_charge_podcast. And for Twitter, please follow us @positivechargep. And if you want to create your own episode, please feel free to email us at positivechargepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in today and enjoy.
Hi, my name is Aisha Uden, and I'm here to tell you about my journey and BPA and how BPA actually gave me definition in life and gave me a dream for the future. So prior to BPA, I think it was my sophomore year when I tried out basically every club there was in Reedy High School. So I was in student council, I was in BPA, I tried signing up for DECA, I was in HOSA, even though I didn't even think I would actually pursue the medical field. I did all sorts of things just to find where it is that I fit in life. Everybody has their own ambitions, their dreams, and I wasn't sure, obviously being a sophomore, a 16-year-old, like fresh into high school, I didn't know where exactly I would go after high school. Even my my classes reflected my inability to decide what career path I wanted to take. So for example, I took architecture, I took animation, I took digital graphics. I didn't know what path it is that I needed to be in. But what BPA helped me realize was these hidden talents that I never actually exhibited through other organizations. So typically, everybody would know me as this quiet kid. I'd be in the back of the classroom, you know, just keeping to myself. But BPA helped me realize that, you know, I'm actually a pretty good speaker and I have the ability to be a leader. I never had that kind of opportunity in other circumstances because I was more of the scribe, you know, somebody else does the leading and I just hold back and do whatever they say. And before BPA, I didn't know I had that in me. So I'm going to just tell you how I actually got to be the BPA state president and actually the first Muslim Texas BPA state president, which I hold very dear to my heart. Originally, I wanted to run for regional presidency because that's what I thought I was only capable of. I didn't have that much experience in BPA. I've only been in BPA for like 1 year now. And I thought, you know, being regional president should be the first step. I thought you had to be regional president in order to run for state presidency and then national presidency. It only made sense that that would be, you know, that's the hierarchy. Keep in mind, the journey to where we are right now was a tough one. So first, my regional competition was a disaster. I was devastated. The RLC was actually taking place on my birthday, and that ruined my birthday. And little did I know, though, that these little obstacles were only building blocks to my future. So I could not be more thankful that I lost that competition on my birthday because it got me to where I am today. I'm so thankful that the regional presidency spot was taken because then I wouldn't have expanded my horizons and I wouldn't have known what I'm actually capable of. So I submitted my forms, I gave them my interview, I took the test, and man, did I study for that test. Never have I tried so much for a test. There was this newfound motivation inside of me that made me think, I have to get this. I need to keep my eyes on the goal. And for some reason, BPA got me pumped up. It got me excited, and it was the first time in a long time that I actually got excited for something. And that excitement continued on after I got inducted as state president. I remember my campaign going so smoothly thanks to my wonderful campaign manager and myself. I remember putting so much effort in the display and memorizing my speech over and over and over, so much so that I could recite the entire thing in my sleep. When they called my name up to the stage, I just like sat there in disbelief. I could not believe it because I was just so happy. I was overwhelmed that with this feeling of accomplishment. I got up there beaming, and I can definitely tell you it was one of my most life-changing moments. Like, from then on, I have grown so much. Because as the year progressed, I realized that, you know, I was needed because I was part of a team. And because I led, I felt like I was important. And it gave me this boost of confidence that I could not find anywhere else. The fact that BPA accepted me with open arms, despite me knowing that I didn't have that much experience, but they had the confidence that I had the ability to lead their organization to newer heights, was so amazing. At camp, I made new lifelong friends in the span of literally a week, and the activities and the trips that we took throughout the year only strengthened our bond. We were strangers from different corners of Texas, but we learned to put aside differences and work together as a team and actually as friends as well. It brought so much joy to me that I was like a Muslim up on stage representing who I was and all the Muslims in Texas BPA. I remember the SLC at Corpus Christi, the year I got inducted, I didn't see that many Muslims or hijabis. But the following year, I saw a huge increase of Muslims and hijabis. And whenever they'd see me while I was walking by in my suit, you know, you could see that they were proud of me and I was proud of representing them. So in a way, I feel BPA gave me a platform to represent my religion and my diversity. And I appreciate that so much, that they accepted me for who I am. I remember my state advisor telling me to not have any worries if there was something that I needed because of my religious beliefs. I think the most important thing that I got out of BPA was definition. I got to define my dream. I realized that my indecisiveness could actually be solved, and business was actually the solution to my many talents and interests. They could all be encapsulated under business. I honestly thought that was magical. I didn't have to sacrifice any of my desires because business actually covered it all. Another thing it defined was friendship and loyalty and growth and confidence. I got so many new friends from BPA, and I'm looking forward to making so many more. I intend on continuing on my journey into college, as there's a post-secondary division in college. If you told me a year ago that I would be standing in front of thousands and thousands of people, speaking to them confidently and getting them riled up for this amazing organization called Business Professionals of America, I would have called you crazy. I wouldn't have believed you because that's how much confidence I had a year ago. And it's amazing to see how much I grew in just 1 year. Needless to say, BPA has been a roller coaster of emotions. I got to fly on my own, communicate with government officials, and learn the bigger things in life. I want to thank Texas BPA for allowing me to host the State Leadership Conference and for leaving a lifelong impact.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Unfortunately, that's all we have left for this episode. But before we go, let's recap a few key points. Everybody is on a different journey. Never compare yourself to other people, and remember that it doesn't matter how long it takes you, because your own perfection cannot be rushed. You deserve to live the best life you want to live, and if that means taking a little bit longer to figure out who you are, then you know what? It's okay. Thank you guys so much for coming, and if you want to connect with us, please get on Instagram and Facebook and friend us at positive_charge_podcast. And if you want to connect with us on Twitter, please tweet us at positivechargep. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Have a great rest of your evening or day, whatever time zone you're at.